Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the What Ata Said podcast, where we share our candid conversations about life, love, and everything in between. See you guys. I said it this time. I am with my fellow artists. First of all, we have Vining.
Hi.
Hello. Then we have Annie. Ohio. And then we have Oji.
Hi, Eloisa.
Oh my gosh.
Giving you back the energy.
Oh, I love it. How is everyone feeling? We're a fish out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah. Countdown begins. Four more hours.
Yes. Oh, she's not counting.
Yes, can't wait. I cannot wait. But then I've been a bit overwhelmed. I haven't booked anything because I've just been like, oh, it's not happening, but it is happening. So yeah. I haven't actually, don't really have any solid plans yet. Have you guys like already filled out your calendars?
Yes.
I didn't realize how busy hairdressers were. I wanted to book some girl like in Werribee and she was like, I'm not free until next year. And I'm like, no.
You should check there's this new, I don't know if it's your style, but there's this new salon in our area and it's called Ribbon and they're opening and they have they're Korean though, but they have bookings. I was able to make a booking for Andy and I for next Friday.
Oh my God. I just need some layers and a cat. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Like they had availability for next week because their grand opening is I think either tomorrow or Monday.
And can you book online?
Yes. That's exactly why I wanted to book with them.
That's all I needed to hear.
A Korean salon called Ribbon. They have another salon in the city. So
nice. Is this sponsored, Audrey? Just kidding.
I wish it was. I wish that I could get both Andy and my haircuts paid for. But alas. Yeah, go.
Oh, I will have a look after this. I know that Annie has her hair. Oh, Annie went. Everyone knows Annie. Organized the AF, Antoinette Francisco.
I contacted my lash girlfriend. I contacted my hair lady. Even Benny's grooms. All of them are booked until Jan.
Oh my God!
All of my
appointments. Do any of you guys have a brow lady? I'm looking for a person to do my brows, but I think that I'm too late. I think it's too late, right? If I want to get it done in the next week, it's too late, right?
Oh, it's too late. Yeah.
I'll have to do one of those lineup ones at the threading place, right?
You want me to pluck it?
No, it's like because I'm going to get...
You want to come over Lolly's house and pluck it for you?
I'm tying the knot officially next week. So I was going to get my makeup dids and I want to make it a bit easier for the makeup artist
yes.
with my eyebrow situation. So
concealer.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
You want Lolly to pluck?
We'll see. I'll see if I have any luck this weekend. If I have to line up for like an hour plus, maybe I'll hit you up. Okay, latest will be Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, and Vinny is very excited to get her hair cut and her brows done.
You guys, I haven't cut my hair in 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And it's just gotten so long that it's just so annoying.
Wow.
There's just too much of it. So I'm so
how short are you going?
Oh no, I'm not gonna go short like I did last time. I'm just gonna get like a few inches off. It just needs to be a manageable length. Right now it's just like ridiculous and it just gets caught in like my butt crack and everything.
Nice. That's a nice look.
I love it. So, yeah. Ass crack it is, you know? Mm. So I don't know how I'm gonna talk about the topic for today. I'm just going to say what it is. Actually, no, I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to pass this off to Annie because she had a really good idea and I don't want to butcher it.
So, Annie, take the mic.
Well, yes. I've had an idea and today's topic is 10 things they don't tell you about adulting. And the reason why this came about was it was deep clean time.
So, you know, you clean the house every few days or weekly, but there's that clean where it's like you get on your knees and you go through about 10 pairs of gloves. Like you really get in there. So it was deep clean for me last week, and I'm looking and I've gone, I dusted this a week ago, but I've lifted me finger and it's, I'm like, what the hell? And then I had a memory and I said this to Jerome. No wonder, like, every Saturday, me and Loy's chore, one of them, was to dust the entire house. Mm-hmm. And I remember how tedious it was to dust all the little figurines that my parents would get as giveaways from weddings and stuff. And, oh, my
God. Bloody annoying.
And I thought, this is why your parents make you do these weekly chores. That as an adult just totally slip your mind.
Delegation of tasks.
Yes. So I thought, you know, what do they not tell you? Or what are some things, maybe they do tell you, but it becomes a real realization when you're only when you're an adult. So I thought I would put this forth to the group to see if you guys have had any real realizations like this as well.
My ones were so depressing, so why? I don't know. I don't know. I found that it was more of a deep cut than I thought, than I initially thought it was going to be. One of them, for example, is that I thought about was, as I age, so too do my parents. So
We went there.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have started. I shouldn't.
Oh my God.
Every time you see your parents, they're going to look. You might have aged, but they're going to look even more so. Like, they will have that extra gray hair. Vinning, for example, the next time you see your dad in person,
he'll
look older than,
This is the thing, especially with my dad. Like, I only get to see him pre-pandemic. It was, like, every 6 months. But I haven't seen my dad in, like, over two years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he sent a photo the other day on our family chat. Because he likes to go hiking, so sometimes he takes a nice little selfie and he's at the top of the mountain. And I'm like, oh, my God, my dad looks so much older. And, like, it just made me, like, tear up a little bit because I'm like, I haven't seen him in so long. And he's like, he reminds me of my grandpa, like, that's – or my grandma as well. Like, that's how, like, aged he's getting. And, like, it's just not the memory that I, like – usually have of my dad, like it's just so it's very jarring. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you start that way. We should have started with the there's too much laundry and it never stops. But I started with that really deep cut one. Earlier this year, Andy experienced loss in his family, and like in adulthood, you. Like, you might lose people when you're a child, but it doesn't – I don't think the gravity – it might happen for people, like, a lot of people, but for others, the gravity doesn't really hit you as much as it would if you were an adult potentially, I think, because you're – you know, you have more – yeah, so I was in a depressed state, I guess. Sorry. Okay, take the wheel, someone. Take the wheel before I really hit a tree and get her.
Well, funny story. Annie called me this morning and she said, did you do your assignment? And I said, no. And so I was hoping to go first so I can steal Annie's. But instead I thought I'd be nice and steal him from Reddit.
Oh my God, I went onto Reddit too.
One of the ones that I had, and I'm not really into spices or anything like that, but spices don't just magically appear.
Yes.
Spices don't. Okay, yeah.
Yes, which is true. You need a spice rack.
Yeah,
I need to buy a spice rack, especially.
Organization.
You've been saying that for about 6 months, Joel.
Oh, that was pre-COVID. I've said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to DIY. It's going to be great. Yeah. And, I haven't made.
But you don't really use – do you use a lot of spices in your cooking?
I would if I had some.
What do you typically use? Do you just use salt and pepper usually? Or like what do you use to spice up your life currently?
Salt and pepper right now. But I would like the option to, if I felt frisky, I would like the option to do it.
Paprika.
But yeah, I don't want to go and like, I thought it would just magically appear, you know. But no, they don't. You've got to go buy it.
Yes, agree.
Yeah, it's a tough one. So I saw that one and I said yes. And I always thought that soy sauce was always there.
Always true.
It was
or
like
rice.
A tap.
Rice.
Yes. But no, you actually have to buy them now.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
You know what's funny about rice is finding a space in your kitchen for rice.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, where do I put this that is easily accessible?
Agree.
Doesn't take up too much space.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. And like, should I buy that big bag because it's in bulk and it's cheaper? But then where do I store it? And
where's
I don't want to leave
space?
The bag open. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, I feel you.
It's a battlefield out there, isn't it?
It is. Let's go around the circle. V, what's your first one? So we've got two official ones already.
Oh, okay. My one. Okay. A lot of mine has to do with money.
Okay. Yeah.
And my first one I would say is I feel like when you're younger, you don't realize how many bills you have to pay.
Yeah.
Like there's just so many. And it's just so annoying.
Yes.
Because
you know when you would live with your parents and like you'd get mail and you're like, oh yeah, it's probably from like Maya or something. Now it's not fun. Now it's like shit.
You're
I've
like
been caught.
Where did I speed? Where?
Yes.
Where?
Oh my God, yes. When you get that Vic Rhodes one, oh my God, yes. Where the heck is this? What did I do? Please tell me it was only max 5K. Over. Not a red light.
But
if you do get a Meijer envelope, even though you know it's not going to be a bill or anything, you're like, oh, I'm going to be poached to spend money. I can't.
Or what gift card was it? Like a gift card to make you pay? Yeah, right?
Oh, where they're like, spend this much and say this much. Yeah. You got to spend like $300
to use your $20 voucher.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. And like just owning a car, like when you're younger, you think owning a car is like the coolest thing ever, like the most adult thing ever, until you realize that obviously pre-pandemic, you have to fill it up every bloody week.
Uh-huh.
And it costs like $60 every time.
You have to pay
for your bloody rego.
Yeah.
And your car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting it serviced. It's just too much.
Yes.
Just too much.
And you know, once it like reaches the end of its life, which thankfully we haven't really had to deal with it, but like you can't just throw it away in the bin. Like it's not a free, you know what I mean? Like you have to find a way to dispose of it. And that costs money itself as well. If you can, if you can't trade it away or sell it, oh my God. Oh my God. Just thinking about it.
Yeah. And when you do want to sell it, you get pennies for it because you've driven
it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
My one off of Vinning's financial one was you'll miss the day, and it kind of fits in, is you'll miss the day when you have like just an expendable salary because you don't have these direct debits. And then by the time it's like 2 days after your salary and you're like, I'm going to look in my account, half of it's gone.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It was my payday today and I've had to pay for rent and I've said, Arvin, I've been robbed. Who took my card? There's no money left in there and I've just gotten paid and I've been robbed.
I know.
Daylight robbery.
Daylight robbery. Like, I remember being maybe 18 and I'd be like, a coffee? Yeah. Do I want an almond croissant with that one? No doubt. Do I want to get a magazine while I sit on the train? Oh, get me three. You know what I mean? But yeah. Now it's like, oh, I don't need that magazine. No, I don't. Yes. No, I have an espresso machine at home. Yeah. Don't need mm-hmm. it.
And then if you want like breakfast with the coffee, you're like, okay, well then I can't get a coffee tomorrow because I've just spent the coffee yes. money on me breakfast.
Yes. Yes. Rationalizing it. Like I can yeah. do it today, but tomorrow frugal Audrey yeah. has to come out. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's
men.
It's funny because it's not about like not having money. It's like I'm like a lot of adults will mm-hmm. have, well, you'd hope a lot of adults have your savings and things like that. Mm. So you could have like thousands in the bank. It's just like it's that conscious effort of making more responsible choices.
Yes.
For mm-hmm. later, yeah. for a rainy day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no
yeah.
one's going to save you. Like your parents aren't going to cover that bill for you anymore. No. Like it's mm-hmm. on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This episode is just going to be me groaning the whole time.
I know. It's just going to be us sighing like,
Audrey's stressed out. Okay, Audrey, what's your next one?
The next one I had, so I wasn't fully deep cut. Is it happy? I think so. But deciding what to eat for every single meal.
Oh,
when
yes.
someone asks you, what are we eating for dinner? It's up to you. Like, you're not the one. You're not yeah. asking mom anymore. Not really, mm-hmm. unless you have some family dinners or whatever. But, like, yeah, it's up to you. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for some reason, dinner is the one where it's, like, you want to put the most effort into. Like, breakfast and lunch, you can take it or leave it. But then dinner, it's, like, it has not has to be, but typically you want it to be a bit more involved than lunch. And it's just like, I understand now why my mom had like the food prepared in the fridge so that she could just put it in the oven. It's done for the week. So she would have a roster of what we were eating for the full week. Cause I started doing it and it changed my life. Oh,
that's what I get worried about. Like when you have a family, how am I going to feed everyone?
Yes.
I can barely feed myself.
Yeah, like sometimes for me, for example, if I can't be bothered cooking for that night, I'll just have oatmeal again. Like, but then a kid isn't gonna be like, yay, oatmeal. You know? Yeah,
it's like you get a fruit loop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh.
And can I just say for the wives out there with the big boy husbands, feeding. A big boy husband is not an easy feat. Let me tell you. It's like you're cooking for like 3.5 people, really.
Andy's the type where he likes to have a lot of different things.
Same.
So it doesn't have to be a big thing, but it has to be a lot of different things. And it's like... I can't be bothered. Too bad. You're having rice and meat. That's it. Too bad. Yeah. If you want that variety, you cook it yourself. It's not on me.
Oh, that's my so gosh. True. That is so true.
Yeah.
My next one was going to be like my next one. Reddit's next one is.
But the one you related to.
Yes. The one that I've related to is like when you go home and you're by yourself, like how lonely it could be. It's like, you know, when I mean, I like being alone. I like the space alone sometimes, but I'm like, oh, I do agree. Like, it is quite lonely when you're like, hello.
I don't know.
No one's bloody there.
True. Like, there's not nobody there to like ask you how your day was.
Yeah.
You come home to
I'm
an
like,
empty house.
Who do I talk to? And then you just sit there on the couch by yourself. And I'm like, I like being by myself, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, oh, you know when you get home and you want to talk to someone, you feel very chatty? I feel lonely when that happens. And I'm like, anyone?
I guess it kind of ties into the fact that as an adult, you kind of have to make the effort to make connections, whereas when you're your kid, you're kind of forced into social situations a lot because in school, you know, you're with a lot of people, whereas as an adult, after work, it's your choice to go home or to have those Thursday Arvo Bevs with your workmates, you know? Like, it's up to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, I say that I'm lonely, but I do like it, and I'd rather that than a cheeky bev.
Sometimes a cheeky bev, I feel like a cheeky bev after lockdown would be really nice.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice, but there's just no limit with me. I either go hard or go home, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I totally feel you.
Next one, Annie.
Oh, Vinny.
Oh, it's Vinny, Vinny.
Oh, is it me?
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, this is another money one. I'm telling you, all mine is about money.
That's fair.
Like when you go into, when you like get a house or you like rent a new place, it's like all fun and exciting until you have to furnish it.
Oh my God, buying a couch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Buying a couch. But
and
I don't
waiting
even,
3 months.
We don't even have like drawers for our clothes because I just don't want to commit to buying a dresser.
You almost did commit for a hot minute.
Almost did, yeah.
And then you just didn't.
Would you get the custom ones that are built into your walk-in?
Custom ones? No, hun, she just wants a nice drawer like the one behind Annie.
Oh.
And she's already struggling committing with that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
It's just, sorry I made your shit out. It just makes me
that's okay. That's fine. Yeah, our clothes are kind of just like, they're just everywhere. So we really need to get a dresser, but they're just, like, who wants to drop $800 on a dresser?
Yeah.
Mine was $150. You don't need to do that.
Where are you going, Vinny? Freedom.
Koala.
Oh, koala.
Koala living.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Brosa or something? Brosa.
Oh, brosa.
Brosa. You don't want to go to West Elm. Oh, my goodness. You'll break your bank there.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Just, but it's nice to look.
Just
it's
look. Nice to look. Yeah, yeah just browsing.
Just
no browsing. Just browsing.
You're actually committing to the things because they're so expensive and then – like you might move and then you might not like the look of it anymore. And then waiting for it to come, assembling things.
Assembling things.
Yeah, those flat packs are a good idea in the moment until you have to assemble it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's so fun. And then it takes you like 5 hours.
Exactly. When people are like, oh, it's so fun. It's like adult Lego. And it's like, no, it like, sure, but I don't want to spend 5 hours, half my day. Yeah. Doing this damn desk. And then I do it wrong, you know? Like,
oh, she's angry.
I'm not worked up.
She's more worked up than I am.
Who hurt you, Audrey?
I bought a flat pack desk, that's why.
Oh.
And then it took me quite a while to figure out, even though if you looked at it, it looks very simple, but no. I had to turn to Andy and be like, I don't understand this particular screw because the instructions were not succinct, you know? So, and then it's also really flimsy. Like if you move it, it will, it's like a bridge. It moves. Yeah.
I've also tried to make my own flat sit-stand desk.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God. It was longer than me, first of all. So, you know when you're trying to put the other leg on, so you're like holding on that leg and you're like. you should have seen me. It was so tragic. And I couldn't find like the drills or anything. I had to like hammer something in. So I've gotten my heel and I've got. And it was. And then I've gotten a book and I'm like. I couldn't do it. I've gotten my biggest book ever. If you guys have this at home, it's called Humans of New York. It's thick. It's a thick book, and I've like wrestled it down. I'm like, whoo, whoo, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't
do
it.
Did you end up finishing the desk, or did someone else have to step in?
I've literally left it there, and Arvin's come home, and he was like, I knew it.
Oh,
furniture. Oh. Mm. Yeah, seriously, sighing this whole time. It's just going to be me groaning. Mm. Oh, my God.
Who's next? Because I don't have another one. Sorry.
Annie.
It's me. What have I got?
The usual, I don't have another one. I passed. I got a C.
Okay, I've got a deep one and I've got a deep one.
Oh,
let's go with the not so deep one.
Yeah.
I've got friendships in adulthood can be work.
Yes. Yeah, that ties into what I said earlier. Yeah. Like, if you want to make connections, it's up to you.
Because I feel like when you're younger and you're in high school, like, yeah, you choose who you surround yourself with, but you're kind of, like Audrey said, in that forced social setting because you kind of have to, like, make friends in high school because you're in this regular schedule where you see each other every day. But, yeah, like, when you're an adult, it – And work is a bad connotation, but it's not as bad as it sounds. But it does feel like work sometimes because it's just like, oh, I have to get back to so-and-so because I've left them on read for like 2 days. I didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. And it's like making plans. And then you have those friendships where your entire like message feed is like, oh my gosh, I miss you so much. Let's catch up 6 months later. Oh my gosh, I miss you so much. Let's catch up. Yeah.
Literally. Oh my god,
that is so true.
Yeah, wait, but how come it's like, how come for people that you make friends at for work, when you make friends at work, it doesn't, maybe it's just me, but the connection that you feel with them isn't the same as when you're in high school? Like, I wouldn't hang out with a lot of my work friends, whereas with my high school friends, I do out in a social setting.
Well, because it's like a professional. You're still in a professional setting at work.
Fair. Whereas in high school, it's not really talking shit. So shits and gigs. True.
Shits and gigs.
True. And if you're a boss, you don't want to be like acting a certain way in front of your... Fair. You put me in my place. I feel you. Okay. That makes sense. That totally makes sense. Because you spend so much time with people at work, and yet it's not that you don't like them or anything. It's just that... You don't really connect to them, or I don't connect to them in the same way that I did with my high school friends.
Mm. Well, potentially also, Audrey, I don't think you work with anyone that's like on the same level as you. Mm. Like they're either above you or below you.
Yeah.
Whereas like everyone, well, most people that I've worked with that are like the same position as me, we get on pretty well because like if we talk, we have to talk shit. Like... We're bonding.
Oh, you're right. Actually, you're
bonding
right.
About bitching about work.
You're so right.
Then he's like, it's just you.
If you look at the org chart, you're right. It's like my boss, then me by myself on that level, and then everybody else is the level under, and it's like, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also the fact that there's no time to maintain more relationships. Because if you want to make a new friend, it means committing time to them, but sacrificing time for another thing. Do you feel that or no? Like, I won't commit to a relationship that I don't like. I'll if I meet someone at the club, it's like, you know, you meet them at the club and then you're having fun, and then the toilet's like, let's add each other on Facebook, let's be friends, and then you have them on Facebook and it's like, oh yeah, I met that person at wherever, and it's like, should I meet up with them? Nah, like, because it's gonna take time from someone else.
I think just like as an adult in general, you like have very limited time and social
energy.
Yeah. So you choose to spend it wisely.
Who are you meeting at a club, Audrey? I'm too old.
No, this was a long time ago. No, a long time ago. But for some reason, like, wouldn't you? When you're lining up at a club toilet and it's like you suddenly become really good friends with someone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, yay, Facebook friends.
No, I don't talk to anyone when I'm in the line. I go too late when there's no point. I can't speak or else I'm going to piss myself. I can't move or else I'm going to piss myself. Oh, it's a hard life.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone else have any other ones?
I did have another one.
Yeah, same.
My one was I wonder if it would translate correctly, but like you can do everything you want, but it's up to you. Like nobody's gonna make you do anything. Mm-hmm. So if you wanna do something, you have to do it, and you have to have the discipline to actually go and chase that particular dream or whatever, or goal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Everything in the world is literally your oyster, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom or your dad isn't going to push you, or your friends aren't going to push you. They can encourage you, but to do the actions, it's up. Let's say it again. Up to you.
Up to you. Oh my God. I guess. The world's your oyster, but it's up to you if you want it. Take it. Yeah.
Should I be like the new Gary Vee, but female version?
Gary Vee. What do you mean?
Who? He's like this motivational speaker.
Oh, I thought you meant Gary Valenciano for all the Philippines.
I will be there. Oh, here we go. That song?
Yeah.
I really like that song.
What a tune that one is. Meanwhile, me and Vinning are just like agreeing because we've only given two and we're like, yeah, that's it. Vinning's for like, us.
Vinning, do you have another one? Because maybe you can be like, I would like to be left out of this narrative, potentially.
No, I'll stay quiet.
You know when like the teacher, you don't want to look at the teacher because they're like, who's next? And you're like, oh, look away. That's like when Annie's like, that's when Annie's here. It's like, oh.
I know. Oh my gosh. She asked for three. We had to get three each.
I said three and I've said, okay, 3, 6, 9, 12. Come on.
No, it actually works out, Antoinette, because both of us did three. These two guys did two. So it's 10 things. Oh, okay. They did it on purpose.
Yeah, that was the whole point. Okay. That's what we wanted to keep it at 10 things.
Okay.
Not 12.
Work smarter, not harder, guys.
Well, I've got one left.
Yeah. Oh, that will make it the 10th one. So it's perfect.
Okay, good. So mine is bringing it back to Audrey's little sad one at the beginning.
Oh.
And it's, I wrote like a lot of dot points, but it's essentially about your parents and the realization of how right your parents were. And sometimes I think about like if I'm stuck in a bit of a hard place and I go, oh, I wish someone warned me about this. I'm like, wait a minute. I did. Two people in particular. A certain male and a certain female in my life told me this shit would happen. And then,
oh my God, you're right.
You just think about like, you know, as hard as it was communicating with your parents at a young age and understanding where they were coming from, maybe as a young adult or later on in adulthood is only when you can truly appreciate and see just how much of good intent your parents had for you your entire life. And even till now as an adult, you find yourself still needing your parents, maybe not financially or anything like that, but still needing your parents in certain aspects. And like, you know, like Audrey, you were talking about how Andy experienced loss, and obviously the gravity of that as an adult is different to when you're a kid. The same as when, guys, I've been reading into child trauma since our attachment episode. So I've been reflecting, doll. I don't know if it's an actual name for a syndrome or if this psychologist just kind of made up this name, but children have like this only person in the world syndrome where they think that the world revolves around them because their parents, their parents do everything for them. Everything is scheduled. Everything comes to them and nothing other than their bubble really, it's not important to them because it doesn't affect them directly. And so I'm like, oh my God, I had that when I was younger. And anything that my parents tried to say to me to try to change my way of thinking was like outlandish to me. And so I'm just like, if I could tell myself something is, first of all, Annie, everything's going to be okay. Calm the fuck down. And number two, listen to mom and dad more often because more often than not, 100%, they just want the best for you.
But I think the fact that you realize that at some point in life is still already a win because I don't think you're ever going to realize that as a teenager because when you're a teenager, you really do think, you know, you're the shit. And then adulthood comes along and it slaps you in the face and makes you realize that, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, like teenagers out there, you ain't shit. Like, honestly, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
And I would say that to myself.
You're going to be, you're going to go into the workforce or something's going to happen and you're going to be like, damn.
Yeah.
So I'm not actually that great.
Wise words from Binning. You're not the shit, all right? You're not the shit. You think you're all this?
It's so true, though. It's so
tying
true.
Tying into what you said, Antoinette, is something like about like how you turn to your parents, not necessarily financially, but you turn to your parents for words of advice. Mm. Oh, I'm going to get more depressing. There's going to be a time where you can't turn to your parents.
Oh, Audrey.
She went there.
Don't she say went that. There.
You know, like when you call out for your mom or your dad, they're not going to be quite there. They're not going to be there in the way that you want them to be. But with that being said, their spirit will still be with you because, you know, they left their mark on you. So, that's depressing. What? I'm so sorry. But
I tried to turn around the conversation like, you know, shut the fuck up. Everything's going to be okay. And Binning's like, you ain't shit. And then you've got to talk about spirits and shit, Audrey.
I'm sorry. You know how in, what's it called, Inside Out? You were trying to be happy. And then I come along with sadness, just touching all the orbs with my blueness, you know? I love blue too, so it works.
Oh my gosh, I love sadness. I have a toy of sadness. And like you press her arm and she's like, hi. I love her.
Oh, adulthood. I'm so sorry. I really steered that into a tree, but.
But it's so true. Let's try to put a positive cap on it. Hey, little kids listening out there. You might think you're the shit, yeah? And there might be kids that are like, you know what? I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do the droga. I don't do anything bad. I don't follow El Diablo. Good for you. You might have everything figured out for right now. But Professor Binning said, Professor Mac from, you know, Melbourne Victoria University, you ain't shit. Right? And it's...
Yeah, all right, get it. Get in your head.
Get it. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think, like, COVID made me realize just how much work, I'm sure all of our parents have put into us being able to be where we are today. Yeah. And trying to divert our lives from being much like theirs, where it was struggle and a lot of sacrifice and hardship, and again, even till now, they're still sacrificing a lot of their life just so that we don't have to go down that track. So just having a little bit more forethought, kids, that your parents just want the best for you.
I'm gonna call my mom after this. Mom, I'm sorry for what I said when I was in grade 6. I thought I was the shit.
But Binning told me I wasn't.
Professor Mac, this was such a good ep. Was a little bit sad.
Sorry.
But it's okay. So let's wrap up the 10 things. The first one was...
Oh, any? God, what was the first one?
It was me. Your parents' age.
Your parents' age.
Oh, yes. Audrey, Annie, what was yours?
No, it went you next.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Spices
don't appear. Yes. Binning's was...
Number 3, bills suck. There's so many of them.
Yep. My one was you'll miss the day of expendable salary.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And then... You have to cook, you have to consider every single meal that you have each day. You have to make those decisions.
Yep. Yes. Mine was how lonely, the house is.
Can be. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Binning's was
furnishing a house. Furniture. Sucks.
Yes, it does.
It sucks balls.
Period.
Was it me? Friendships can be work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm. And then Audrey?
Oh, the world is your oyster, but it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. And nothing in life is easy. Nothing in life is easy. And yes. You ain't shit.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Look at those 10 things.
And then the 10th thing was appreciate your appreciating your parents and that realization. Yes.
Mm.
Wow, 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 wow.
Preach it.
What a lesson. What a lesson. Can I just say, ladies?
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
Everything sucks. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
You ain't shit.
See ya.
See ya.
We just wanted to thank everyone for listening to season 3 so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm not stopping. I'm ending this shit. I'm depressed.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to season 3. This is episode 4, isn't it?
Yes.
Sure. Yes. So mm-hmm. We are 1 month in. So we just wanted to thank you all. And obviously you're listening to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But while you're there, hit follow or leave us a review. Let us know how you like this episode. Find us on whatadda.podcast. Did you like that change, by the way? Did you like that? Did you like that?
Yeah,
little nice change in there.
Yeah, just a nice little...
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wonder if anyone noticed. I'm just going to ask. find us on Instagram at whatadda.podcast. As always, our DMs are open. And don't forget to like and comment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay! And we hope you have a lovely day if you're listening to this in the morning. And if at night time, have a lovely sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Wait, hold on. Annie has something to say. We're back.
I would just like to send out a public apology. You are not shit. maybe you are the shit. I apologize. But just try to be a little bit more humble and nicer to your parents. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Illy, bye.
Bye.